Look, ZB, it's 26-7. Jonathan Windust, portfolio manager with Milford Asset Management, will be with me in just a moment. Milford's KiwiSaver plan has won Morningstar's KiwiSaver category Fund Manager of the Year award. Both 2013 and 2014, the award is in recognition of the superior performance and service Milford strives to deliver across its KiwiSaver fund range. For more information or an investment statement, you can go to Milford KiwiSaver, that is one word, milfordkiwisaver.co.nz, or their phone number is 0800 662 345, 0800 662 345. Jonathan Windust is with me. Hi, Jonathan. Good to talk to you.
Hi, Larry.
Jonathan, the Australian budget tomorrow. What are you expecting?
Yeah, we're expecting quite a tough budget as the government looks to reduce the government deficit, which has improved, but it's still around 2% of GDP. The government's actually leaked a lot of the changes to the media, which include higher taxes for higher income earners, increasing the pension age and reducing pension benefits, lowering levels of family supports and expenditure cuts.
And what do you think the impact will be on the economy?
The combined impact of these measures is estimated to reduce growth by around about 0.5% of GDP. Now, that impact could be much larger or much smaller, depending on how it impacts consumer confidence and business confidence as they impact spending and investments. Now, since the leaks have happened, we've seen significant falls in consumer confidence, which does not bode well for growth. ANZ's measure of confidence has fallen 8% since the budget leak started roughly 2 weeks ago.
And what do you think? Who are going to be the winners and losers from the Aussie budget from a company perspective?
Yeah, the biggest losers are likely to be companies exposed to discretionary spending. So that's really the retail companies. But also the healthcare companies may face pressure as the government looks to reduce its expenditure and provides less support. Now, there will be winners, and the biggest winner is likely to be infrastructure, engineering, construction companies, with Tony Abbott being referred to as the infrastructure prime minister. In recent weeks, we've seen examples of this with the announcements of major toll roads in Melbourne and Sydney and support for a second airport in Sydney. Last week, actually, I was in Australia for a conference in Sydney where an engineering company said they're actually starting to see the signs already with having employed over 1,000 new engineers.
All right, and what about our budget on Thursday? What are you expecting from this?
Yeah, the good news for us is that this budget's going to be a lot more friendly. So the government's put in place a lot of the spending cuts over the last few years, and we're looking to head towards surplus in 2014-15, which is roughly 5 years ahead of Australia. Given the strength of the accounts and the upcoming election, the government could actually afford to provide some carrots for investors. So there could be some carrots, but however, on balance, we expect that these will be relatively small as the government keeps a tight control on expenditure.
Okay. Jonathan, thank you for that. Appreciate it. That is Jonathan Windust, Portfolio Manager, Milford Asset Management. For more information, Milford KiwiSaver or 0800 662 345. It is 22-7.